الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ونفس وما سواها وألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله مولانا. In English, Mona?
Yes,
Mona. There's a few ayat in the middle of the surah, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا.
Then,
this is the Mufassirin, the ulama of Tafsir have written, the most qasam, oath, which Allah Ta'ala has taken at any one place in the Quran Sharif, is in the beginning ayat of the surah. I have written up to 14 times Allah has taken oath. And Allah does not have to take an oath. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can say a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? Allah is حَقُّ الْمُبِينَ, the one who makes the truth manifest and known. But why Allah is taking not one oath, many oaths, and the most in the Quran in this place, is to show the importance of them so that we can understand. Like a father giving advice to his son, or a mother giving advice to her daughter, and they say, I'm taking an oath and I'm telling you this. Not because there is any doctor trying to convince the person. So just see how kind is not Allah, Arhamur Rahimeen. A subject that was so important for us. Allah Ta'ala has taken so many oaths. Allah doesn't have to take an oath. Allah is not in need of anyone or anything. But for our goodness, Allah Ta'ala has taken so many oaths. So may we realize the importance of the subject which Allah is discussing in the surah here. That it is such an important subject. And then again, there isn't time to go into details, but these oaths are also taken in a very striking way. The sky was sama wal ard, the sky and the earth, two opposing things. The day and the night, two opposing things. And then all six things in two contrasting pairs, Allah has taken qasam. Of six things which are all two contracts, the day and the night, the earth and the sky, the sun and the moon, and then Allah, the seventh qasam Allah has taken, wa nafsiyun wa ma sawwa, this body of ours which Allah has made, and how balanced Allah has shown us, He has made this body so balanced. If we look outwardly, the body also, Allah is balancing perfect. The two eyes are the same. If one eye was so big and the other eye was like a pumpkin, how should we look? If one eye was like the ear of an elephant, like a big fan, and the other ear one pumpkin. If one nostril was very big and the other nostril very small. One leg, if it should be 1 meter, and the other leg 1 foot. And we should hop and walk like that. How should we look? Everything. Outwardly also. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And Allah says, we have created insan in the most perfect measured way. Come forward. Make place for the brothers at the back. Come forward. So Allah Ta'ala has made us in a perfect way outwardly. Inwardly also, Allah has made us in a most perfect way. For example, we all have to have sugar in the body. But that must be balanced also. If your sugar level is too high, you are a sick person. If it's too low, you are also a sick person. Your blood pressure, your cholesterol, everything, the amount of protein the body makes, the amount of blood cells the body makes, everything must be balanced. Then you are a healthy person. That also. In our worldly life also, if a person only sees to his deen and is not worried of dunya and is not earning for his wife, for his children, it's not a balanced life also. And if a person is only doing dunya and is not seeing to the necessities of being, it's not a balanced life. So a perfect situation is wa nafsin wa ma sallaha, that everything must be properly in its place, balanced well. We see to our dunya also, we see to our akhirat also. And that is the perfect deen of Islam and the perfect teachings of our elders and our buzurgani deen, that everything we must see to. If a person just sees to one thing, if a person only looks after his wife, worried of his wife, and he neglects his mother, he's not balanced also. And if a person only looks at his mother and neglects his wife and his children, he's not balanced also. Everything. So if you go in the details of this, you'll see how beautiful. Anyway, then Allah has said. Then Allah after that said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And this nafs of ours, our body, Allah has put in it, فَأَلْهَمَهَا, the evil desires also, وَتَقْوَاهَا, and the taqwa, the righteous and pious desires also. Allah has put desires in this nafs also, and those desires within the limit, they are quite in order. You have a desire to eat, no problem. Halal, jais food, within the specific times, it must not be the month of Ramadan, the days of Ramadan, etc. You can eat. But the same food, if you go over the, you go out of the limit, or you go over the limit, now you are not going to be balanced. If you start consuming haram, for example, it's going to have a very bad effect on your body. You overeat, and that also is not going to be healthy for you. So you have desire. Your man has desire of lust. That also Allah has put, and He has made a way to satisfy your lust. He has given you a jaiz halal wife. You satisfy yourself. You still got it. But when you go over the limit, beyond now, you're going into haram, then that is now unbalanced now. So everything Allah has put, He has balanced everything. So this nafs Allah Ta'ala has put desires in it also. And He has made the halal and jaiz ways to satisfy all those desires. But when we go beyond the limit and we break those limits, that is when we become unbalanced and we suffer the consequences in this world also. And of course in our deen and akhirat also we will suffer those consequences. So many people get a bit, it's a big problem for them that I've got desires in me. To have desires and to have the desire of sin is not a sin. The desire of a son is not a son. To act on that desire, to fulfill that haram desire, that is a son. And if a person does not have desires of son also, he cannot become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Like the malaika, the angels, Jibreel, al-Islam, all the malaika, they don't have any desire of son. So they will never be able to become a wali of Allah. Therefore, it is not permissible to call any angel, any farishta angel, that he is a wali of Allah. Only that person who can do wrong, and he does not do wrong, that person becomes a wali. And in fact, listen to this, in fact, a person who has more desire to do wrong, usually that person feels, I'll never make it. I'm too bad, I've got terrible desire. That person can become the biggest wali. The only thing is, don't act on those desires. In your motor car, if you only have got an accelerator and no brake, very dangerous. And if you have got only a brake and no accelerator, you won't move also. So if you don't have desire for sin, you won't move in the path of Allah, suluk, and reach Allah. But when you are moving, and when your desire is to go out of the limit, press your brakes. With regard to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and especially Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was famous, kana waqqafan inda kitabillah. When the law of Allah came, they put a sharp. Whether no matter how, just imagine, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son tells him that in the battle of Badr or Ahad, one of the battles, you had come under my sword and I could have killed you. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, had you come under my sword, I should not have spared you. He thought it's my father. And what I wanted to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one of the battles, when the non-Muslim, the kafir, spat in his face, then he did not kill. Because now it wouldn't be for the pleasure of Allah, it will be for his own desire. That he had upset him, he had angered him, and because of his anger, he would have killed him. So this is how they control themselves. Even in such a situation, that is what we have to develop within ourselves. The command of Allah everywhere, it comes first in front. That one of the objects of dhikrullah, to make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, is that we repeat the name of Allah Ta'ala so much that we learn the presence of Allah at all times. Just like a student who is becoming hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he reads all the time, he's learning a surah, for example, Subhihisma, 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 till he knows it. Then he adds Subhihisma Rabbikal A'la, Subhihisma Rabbikal A'la, till he knows it. Now he has to learn his lesson so well that when he's making Taraweeh in Ramadan, and just say someone is making a big noise outside, he mustn't still make a mistake. His lesson he must know so well that no matter today, not only the normal Sami', the person listening to take out mistakes is there, but a Tabligh Jamaat came, for example, and there are 10 Hafiz in that Jamaat. He mustn't get frightened still. He must know his lesson so well. So the name of Allah and the presence of Allah we have to bring in our heart so much that if, for example, inshallah it won't happen, but if it has to happen, somebody puts a firearm, a gun to your head, then also you think of Allah. And at such a time, see how the help of Allah will come to that person. That will not happen. But what does happen, we are tested. We see a woman on the street. At that time, do we remember the law of Allah and lower our gaze? Or do we look at that woman? So much dhikr we have to make, the presence of Allah must be so much that we remember Allah is watching me. And when Allah is watching me, I cannot commit this guna. I cannot commit this sin. So dhikr has to be made so much so that that quality is developed. When it comes to the time of salah, then we can be engaged in any work, but no, Allah's command has come now. We give up everything and we go for our salah. Ramadan, it can be a hot, hot Monday, long, long summer day, but it's Allah's command. Zakat, we have to see what I'm taking out is a big amount, but no, it's Allah's command. So much, this is the one of the objects of zikr. The presence of Allah comes so much in front of a person that is prepared to do any and everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Allah has put the desires within us, and the condition is that we must, the test which Allah has put, what are jais and halal desires, no problem. You can eat what is jais, your wife, you, she is halal for you, no problem. But the minute it comes to haram, then you must stop for it. So this is the test that Allah has put. And this department is the department of what we call the Tasawwuf, Khanqa, Islah. And until and unless a person doesn't make this effort in this line, that capability, that ability in him to fulfill the commands of Allah at the respective times, to stay away from what Allah has made haram at the respective times, it won't develop within a person. For example, the guarding of the eyes, not that we don't look at other strange women, that we must control our eyes. Until a person doesn't make a proper effort, he can become very pious. The Hajjud also, he will keep nafil rozas also, make Hajj Umrah also, going Jamaat also, 4 months, 40 days, he'll do everything. But until he doesn't make this effort of controlling the eyes will not be under control. And this is such a dangerous thing. One Buzurg, Allah Wala, was making tawaf of Baytullah Sharif. He saw one person at Multazam, the place between the Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, is making dua. And all the time he's making one dua, oh Allah, give me my mort, my death on Iman. Many times the Buzurg was going around and his hearing is making the same dua. So he told him, there are a lot of other duas to be made also. Why are you only making this one dua? So he said, you don't know my story. So I asked, what is your story? He said, I had my elder brother who for 40 years was a muazzin giving azam free of charge, not taking money, free. When his death came, he asked for a Quran Sharif. We all got very happy. When we gave him the Quran Sharif in his hand, he said, I've got nothing to do with this book. I'm dying as a Christian today. And he died without Iman in that condition. My other brother, he said, 50 years he was giving azan. Also, lillah, fillah, not taking any money. The same thing happened. When his death came, he asked for the Quran Sharif. Then he said, I've got nothing to do with this. So he said, it's my turn now. And I'm very worried. I must not die without Iman. So I asked, what was the reason that your other brothers, this happened to them? He said, their eyes, they were always in their heaven. It was their hobby looking at other women. If somebody looks by mistake, or sometimes due to unmindfulness, you make tawbah after that, inshallah, there won't be a bad consequence. But just that a person makes it a hobby, going on the internet, going to stand at such places where women pass and all the time looking at them, they is very dangerous. So this is what is Islam, to protect our Iman, that our mort must come on a good mort. If we have to die without Iman, there can be nothing worse than that. If a person can be the richest man of the world, he can be owning the whole world, all the women of the world, he can be having them. But if he hasn't got Iman and he dies without Iman, it is absolutely nothing. And a person is the most poor person, the most sick, ill person. He has got nothing whatsoever, but he's got Iman, that person will have everything in the Akhirah. And dunya is temporary, very, very temporary. It is like a bubble on the water. It's only shining, a bubble with the light shining on it, it looks very beautiful. Some blue color, some yellow color, silver color. The dunya looks like that. But any moment that bubble bursts. And not only at the time of death, if you have to be diagnosed with cancer, finish, your bubble is burst. Your enjoyment of life is gone. And not you, if your wife has to be diagnosed with cancer. She also loses everything now. She becomes depressed. You also lose them. The whole family now, they are all, you see, they are sad. So this is, and at the time of death, in any case, the bubble is going to burst. So dunya is very temporary. The real is the akhirah. So Allah has explained this, and then Allah Ta'ala brought the introduction was all those qasams Allah Ta'ala said. And the actual subject matter, the highlight of the whole surah is this part that we must make islah of our nafs. And then Allah brought the conclusion of the example of the people of Thamud, the people whose Nabi was Salih alayhi salam. And these people did not want to believe. And they said that from a certain particular rock, if you take out a camel, a she-camel pregnant from this rock, then we will believe. Allah granted that to him, and the she-camel pregnant came out from the rock, but then still they did not believe. They killed that camel, which was Ayatullah, Naqatullah. And then Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. So Allah is showing you, if you don't make your Islah, you will do the worst things in the world. You will even go and break, you will kill and break the greatest things of Allah Ta'ala. You won't have respect for Kaaba Sharif also. You won't have respect for Ramadan also. For everything, if you don't make your Islah. So that Allah showed how important Islah is. You people here are very, very fortunate that Maulana Mashallah every Tuesday night has this majlis here. In order to bring these qualities within us, if we come regularly and we attend the programs, make the zikr, our Islah will be made, which means in turn your mort will come on Iman. And you'll have that everlasting enjoyment, enjoying life of the year after. How many places in the world, this is not, here in Ceylon, Sri Lanka, this type of majalis are very, very little. If to my, in my opinion, Maulana has one, Haji Abdul Rahman has got one, there may be a few others. Otherwise, you don't have this majalis. And remember also that the knowledge of deen also we have to acquire. that we acquire from the maktab where we go and learn Quran Sharif and the basics of deen. Then some of us become ulama, we go to the Darul Ulum. So that is knowledge. Then our outward reformation takes place to a great extent when we go in Tabligh Jamaat. For 4 months, 40 days, every year we give 40 days, what 4 months, whatever we do. Our outward condition. But then there are very important inward conditions, and they are the most important. The sifat, the qualities. For example, iman is a condition of the heart. And iman has to be correct, which is the most important. If our iman, if there is a fault in iman, we are doomed. We are doomed forever. And it can happen that a person perhaps loses his iman and he does not even know about it. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he says a time will come. It's not a hadith, it's the word of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar. He says a time will come when the masjid will be full of musallis, but there won't be one mu'min. Nobody will have iman. They'll be making their namaz, they'll be doing tilawat, they'll be going for Hajj Umrah, but the quality of iman will have been taken out of them. And how many places Allah says, أَنْتَحْبَثَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, that your aman, your bank balance is gone, it's gone zero, but you don't know, you think I got a very big bank balance, but on that side they've frozen your account. You want to pay with your check, you want to pay with your credit card, it's not going through. Your account has been frozen, your money has been taken out. So it must not happen that our amal and even our iman is taken out and we don't even know. So that is a very dangerous condition. And today there are so many fitnas, wherever you can think, whether it is the schools, whether it's the universities, there are so many. The Shias are working to steal the iman of our youth. The Qadianis are working. Christians are working. And how many people are becoming murtad openly? And some are becoming, but we are not aware of it. And due to various factors, what and what is happening? One time, some students came and studied at the Darul Ulum at our place from Makkah Sharif. Arab students, they were about 10, 11 small boys. So the parents also came to settle them into the madrasa, everything. So there is a place near, well, from the Darul Ulum, about 20, 30 kilometers, where there are beautiful caves. And now they are spreading this rumors, which I will say, that this was the cradle of humanity, that humanity started from this place. Anyway, they've got a plaque there of Darwin's theory of evolution, which means that what they believe, that man was first a monkey and then he became a human being. So it was written there. So when these people, our Hafizah, he looks after our guests when we have guests at the Darul Ulum, he showed them. So he explained to them, this is totally wrong, because Allah says, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ, we created human. I created human being. Not that human was a monkey and he became a human being. That is total kufr to believe that. So he explained to those Arabs who had come from Makkah Sharif. So they said, what are you telling us? This is taught in the schools in Makkah Sharif. Right in Makkah Sharif, the theories of kufr are being taught in the schools. So we don't know where our iman is getting there. Yeah, in our town, Muslim school, the same theory was being taught in the Muslim school. So we don't know where our children and where we also. So iman is very... Then another thing which is very important, ikhlas, sincerity. We can do our whole life amal, but if there isn't sincerity in it, then everything is destroyed without ikhlas. Zubaydah, the king of Harun al-Rashid, she had done a lot of social welfare work. Nehre Zubaydah is famous. From Baghdad till Makkah Sharif, she had water arrangements made to come. When she passed away, somebody saw in a dream and they asked her, how did it go? And she said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me a lot of ni'mat, lot of enjoyment. Then this person asked, was it because of all your social welfare work you did? She said, no, that all went to its partner. That is, if a person does a amal to please Allah, and for name also, for fame also, and many times we don't realize we are doing it for name and fame. And it goes, what a partner? Allah says, I'm the most independent partner. Anyone, anything that is done in partnership for me, I leave the whole thing for my partner. I don't take one share. So she said, all that went to the partner. He said, how did Allah give you your position then? She said that there were certain niyat, intentions I had made which were in my heart which nobody knew. On that intentions Allah gave me all. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, every person must have some such amal, whether it's even nafil, mustahab, which nobody knows about. That those amal will help him a lot on the day of Qiyamah. Amal, the value is not by size. The value is by quantity, by quality. If you got one gold coin and you have a whole heap of hay, what is that hay compared to that one gold coin? That one gold coin is much more valuable. A little child found its father's safe open and he took the diamond from there. Small child, 2, 3, 4 years old, it was playing with the diamond on the road. The ice cream vendor who was going saw, oh, oh, this child got a diamond. Told the child, give me that stone, I'll give you one ice cream. The child doesn't know the value of the diamond, he knows the value of an ice cream. So it was just too happy. But in that diamond, which is so small, there are so many ice cream factories in that diamond. And that ice cream may be a cone and the ice cream is overflowing on it. But that, what value has that ice cream got compared to that diamond? So amal by Allah are not by size. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to test us to see who has got the best quality of amal, not أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, not quantity. Generally the whole ummah, learned and those who are not learned, pious and those who are not so pious, when we want to think we want to make ibadat, we think of quantity. But Allah looks at quality. And that is what we get in the Santa. That quality, that our ikhlas must come, sincerity must come. All what we do, there must be sincerity in those amal. So one thing, for example, ikhlas. Another thing which is very important, which we miss out also, tawadhu, humbleness. If a person has got one bit of pride, one iota, one atom of pride, it comes in the hadith, forget Jannah, that's out of the question. He won't even come close to Jannah till as far as where the fragrance of Jannah goes. And that will go to a journey of 500 years. That person won't even go so far who has got a little bit of pride in him. Sometimes pride will come into us, because we are making ibadah so much. I think I'm very pious, I'm better. The minute you think I'm better than the next person. And there are two types of pride which are totally haram. One is that I think I'm better than the next person. The other is you don't think yourself better than the next person. But just as soon as a person thinks I'm good, this is called hujjah and this is also pride. A person has no right to think I'm good. Just take one example. Time is so short. Shaitan, before he came to be known as Shaitan, he was Azazir. He was a jinn all the time. He was never an angel. But because of his piety, he was so pious, Allah allowed him to stay with the malaika, with the angel. And his name was kept on the wizen, on the scale of the malaika. Like Jibreel, Mikael, his name was Azazir. He was like in the angels. And he was such a great alim, knowledge of deen he had. Every Nabi's, Shariat, fine print, Juziyat, he was aware of every small matter of the Shariat of every Nabi. Ibadat he had made so much on the whole surface of the earth, there isn't a span of land where he did not make sajda. And he had marifat of Allah to this extent that when Allah was angry with him and Allah chased him out from his court He knew, yet this ma'rifat of Allah, that Allah's anger doesn't control Allah. Like we sometimes become angry, so angry, and we forget who we are and what we speak. But Allah, it's impossible that anger can control Allah. Allah is above his anger also. Anger is under Allah. So he knew at that time also, if I make dua, Allah will listen to me. So he said, oh Allah, give me life till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah accepted his dua. And he's living till the day of Qiyamah, misguiding people all the time. So the shaitan was the person, which we will say before he was known as shaitan, as Iblis, we will say he's a very great bosom, so much ibadah, he's a very great alim, a great allama he was, a great sufi, a great buzurg he was, everything he was. But when he did not listen to one command of Allah, so when Allah changed him out, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam went into the stupor, they could not talk. And they said there were no watches, no calendars to measure time, maybe thousands, maybe millions of years, they were just all dumbfounded, they couldn't do a thing. After Allah only knows how long, Allah asked, what's wrong with you people? Why are you like this, just dumbfounded in the stupor state of yours? They said, Ya Allah, we always thought Shaitan is such a great wuzur, he's such a great wali, he's such a great alim, and this is his God. We don't know in our future. You know what, today I'm alright, but tomorrow what can be my condition? We don't know what is our condition. So Allah said, Kunu hakaza, always stay with this fear. How many of us got this fear that what can be happen to me tomorrow? Tomorrow I can lose my iman. And we see how many people, how they are changing. Today's time, people are just changing from one side to the other side. They are moving on to other things. So we don't know. So a person must have that fear. How many of us got that fear? This tawadu, then sincerity. Anger must be under control. Our eyes must be under control. Our salat, fajr salat. How many of us are negligent in fajr? We don't get up in fajr for other salat. So all these things have to be correct. This is what is called Islah. If we don't do it, our condition can be worse than the people of the Thamud, the people of Saleh alayhi salam. So this we have to do. So every department of deen is absolutely necessary. For example, nobody can say only eyes are important, the tongue is not important. Or the ears are important, nose is not important. Or brains are important, heart is not important. Hands are important, legs are not important. Every part is there. And every, no matter how small thing it is, it plays a part in our body. So just like that, every department of being is absolutely essential. To seal only one department, if the Darul Uloom people say, only Darul Uloom is important, other efforts are not important, there will be no goodness in that. Or Khanqa people say only Khanqa is important. Or Tabligh people say only Tabligh is important. Other efforts are not important. Then we are doing a total imbalance then. Like you have our house. A house, you can build the most beautiful mansion. But till you don't put a toilet in that house, the house is incomplete. You even need a toilet in that house. If you didn't put a kitchen, that house is incomplete. Everything is required. To build the house, we need carpet, we need bricklayers, you need an architect, you need an engineer, you need a bricklayer, you need carpenter, you need a plumber, you need all you will need. If you just say, no, we don't need electricians, it's unnecessary. Your house is not going to be incomplete. And when all those people are building the house, they have to coordinate their work and understand with one another. Let the plumber do his work, the electrician will work that side. Let the carpenter do his work, another one. If they all understand with one another and do work, the house will get built properly. But if the electrician say, no, my work is important, your first work is not important, you get out from here, I want to work. That house, it will take so long, it won't get properly done. You have to allow for one another. The electrician will put his pipes in, the plumber will put his pipes in, all will understand with one another. Just like that, in our deen, every department is necessary. In a government, government of any country, if the education department say only the education department is important and the health department is not important, or the health department say only health department is important, the police forum we don't need, or traffic department we don't need, everything is required. There are so many departments in the government which we don't know about also. Until all those don't function, for example, our water, it has to be tested all the way. Our mind never goes to it. If there isn't that whole water, that they test the water, that they see we are getting good flowing water all the time, we have a problem. One day if we don't get pure water, if the water they are working and they closing the water supply for 2 hours, is a problem for us. The electric, the sewage, the drain water, all that has to be done properly. If the sewage department don't do their work and the sewage gets blocked, what a big problem is it? But we don't think of this. We don't make sugar. We don't think of all this. We just take things for granted. So all this must be in order. Like that, our deen, every department is important. And it must be coordinated. And every part must be there. If all work together, we will get very, very good results. So, alhamdulillah, the amakatibs here in the world also, though there is still very great shortage. Then there are Darul Ulooms also. There are quite a bit, but still there is a great shortage. The work of Tabligh and Da'awat in Sri Lanka is carrying on so well in many parts of the world, and still much more must be done. But the work of the Khanqah is almost zero in the world. And this is like the ruh. This is like the soul in the body. Like, for example, we need knowledge of deen also. Then to practice also, we get that encouragement in Jamaat. Then the inside quality, the ruh, the soul, that we will get from the Khanqah. So all these efforts which are taking place of deen, of Madrasa Khanqah, if there is coordination, there is understanding, and we make dua for one another, we help one another, that is the light in that system. And if there is an understanding, I think we are right, others are wrong, we are doing the only work, others are doing no work, then there is no ruh. And where there is no soul, that's a dead body. Then it has to be buried. Today, the ummah, we are doing all this. And Muslims are not short of money. Muslims are not short of arms and ammunition. Muslims are not short of technology and advancement of dunya's matters. All that is there. What we are short of, we don't have that coordination. We don't have that understanding with us. We as religious people, those Muslims who are like far from the masjid, who don't come, like modern people who got nothing, they are, we're not speaking of them. Those who are coming, who have got deeni consciousness, we don't have that love and understanding. We are doing deeni work, we feel I'm only doing. So the ruh is taken out. If that ruh is placed, what is work is happening in the ummah, that will be enough not only for the guidance of the ummah, but for guidance of mankind. What is presently happening, madrasas, khanqahs, the darul ulooms, tabligh, jamaat, all this effort which is happening, if we just have light in us. We say, like for example, you got cut on your finger, then your tongue will speak and say, I got cut, just do something for me please. If it's a more deeper cut and you have to get stitches, then your car or somebody will drive you, take you to the hospital. Your eyes will look, your tongue will speak, doctor will ask you what happened, your ears will hear. All are working together for that one cut. Now today, if we're not working in conjunction with one another, all of us, we feel, I'm doing something, that is enough. No, conjunction with one another, and then see the results. So may Allah make us that we can understand this very important, make shukr to Allah that we are having this wonderful majlis, let it be regular and even more often, and also more majalis should be taking place in different places, because I don't know how many majalis are taking place, but I think there are very few people from far places. It's not practical, they can't come every week here to the other places. Every area there must be a majlis also taking place. And it must not be to oppose the tabligh work, to oppose the darul ulum, but to work in conjunction with one another. That we have that understanding and we work together. So to anything that we do, for example, with the marifat, with the recognition and the love of Allah Ta'ala. For example, we all made Maghrib Namaz, different places, wherever we made. Two people were standing next to one another, same Imam, behind, and the same Maghrib, three rakats for all. And the same, two sajdas in every rakat, one ruku. But according to our inside qualities, somebody's namaz was 100% by Allah Ta'ala. Somebody's namaz was 10%. Somebody's namaz was made into a dirty rag and thrown back into his face. What was that? All inside qualities. According to our humility, according to our concentration, according to our devotion. So the inside qualities, this is the department of the Khanqah, to develop those inside qualities. And zikr that is made is to develop this also, all the time, so that inside qualities can come. Then even if you do little, but the reward will be very great. One person is a laborer, he works so hard on the road, digging or whatever, mixing the mortar to build a house, whatever. He's an ordinary laborer, he works so hard, he perspires so much. How much does he get? And one person sits in an office, air condition. He just makes a few signatures or something and he gets a huge wage. So what is that? The inside qualities. So the same way in our deen, those who have developed inside qualities, they might do outwardly very little, but they are getting great, great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. All I hope understood, inshallah. Then we'll make little bit zikr now. With regard to zikr, just a few, how important and how virtuous and how not great benefit there is. In one ayat of the, there are many ayats of zikr. In fact, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah has written, the most command of anything that has come in the Quran Sharif has come of zikr. And then again, not only to make zikr, zikran kathira, in abundance. Then again, not only zikr, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Read tasbih also morning, evening. Be engaged in tasbih all the time also. So zikr command has come the most, and make lot of zikr. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, make my zikr, I am remembering you. Allah remembers us all the time. If we remember Allah Ta'ala in His obedience, Allah remember us with His favor. If we are in sin, disobedience of Allah, then also Allah remembers us, but now with warning us or punishing us, etc. But Allah is not unmindful of any of His creation for even a split second. Allah all the time, everyone is in the knowledge and in the radar system of Allah. Nobody can go out of that radar. So Allah says, you remember, the explanation of that comes in the hadith, that when a person remembers Allah Ta'ala individually, makes his own zikr, Allah also remembers him individually. When he remembers Allah in a gathering, like every Tuesday night you gather, you make a zikr together, Allah remembers him in a gathering which is more superior than his gathering. And that details comes in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala calls an ijtima. When people gather, there is an ijtima. Few people gather to make zikr, it's an ijtima, yes. Allah calls the ijtima. And the arwah il mursaneen, the arwah of all the rasools, the nabis are not allowed to come. The rasools who are of a higher level, they are allowed to come. وَعِنْدَ أَرْوَاحِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And the malaika who are very close to Allah, the general malaika are not allowed to come also. Just like we have sometimes a tablighi ijtima for the old workers. So the old workers are, 4 months must come. Then only they are actually supposed to come. Like that, this ijtima, Allah calls of the malaika who are the close malaika, and the rasuls who are close to the rasuls. And then Allah boasts in front of them of those people who are making zikr. What does Allah boast about? That we will come to just now. It comes in a hadith sharif, there is one group of malaika. whose work is only to make gasht. What gasht are they making? Looking for the gatherings of zikr. When they find the gatherings of zikr, they call out to the other malaik, what you were looking for is here. Like for example, when we gather, like we make little zikr now, we are gathered every Tuesday. This malaika tell the others, come here to Maulana Murshid's house. Why? The zikr, what we are looking for, zikr majlis, it's happening there. It's happening there by Abdul Rahman's place. Wherever there is zikr majlis, they come there. We make our safs in namaz, one saf behind the other. The malaika make the safs one on top of the other, until they reach the arsh of Allah. Then Allah questions them, that from where are you coming? وَهُوَ أَعْلَمْ. Allah knows properly. Allah doesn't say, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Why does Allah question them? إِكْرَامًا لَهُمْ. To show the honor and the majesty of the gathering of zikr, that is why Allah is questioning, so it can be known. Then Allah asks them, from where are you coming? We are coming there from Maulana Murshid's house. Why? What's happening there? The people are gathered to give zikr. Did they see me? No. Had they seen me, they should have even made more zikr. What did they want? Jannat. Did they see Jannat? No. Had they seen? More. They should have made effort. What are they asking? Protection. Jahannam. Did they see? No. Had they seen? They should even have made more. In the hadith it comes, when people gather for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, حَقَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels throng around them. And our yaqeen is on the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So have yaqeen in our heart. Malaika are here now. Other malaika made a such right turn by the arsh of Allah. Allah is asking them, where you are coming? They are using the name. They are from Maulana Murshid's house we are coming. And the other malaika are here. And nazalat alayhimu sakina. Sakina is descending upon those people. And what is sakina? Allah says in the Quran Sharif, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. The sakina which is descending, they are making zikr, their iman, Allah is increasing. And your iman is becoming stronger and stronger. ونزلت عليهم الرحمة. Rahmat defect. وذكرهم الله في من عنده. And Allah is talking about them by those who by Allah, the Malaikatul Muqarrabin and Arwahi Mursaleen. What is the discussion taking place? The Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullah, great, great scholar, he says that the Malaika who are around here, they looking at astonishment, that are we the angels? Are these people the angels? And for various reasons, they say that we see Allah Ta'ala, we see Jannat Jahannam. For us to make zikr of Allah is no big deal. These people have never seen Allah. They have never seen Jannat or Jahannam. And they making zikr? So who are the angels? Are we the angels or these? Then they say, we have got nothing in this world to do. They don't feel hungry, they don't need a house, they got no wife, no children. We don't have to go to office, factory, work or anything, earn. These people got 1001 things to see to. In spite of that, they getting time to make zikr. Who are the angels? Are we the angels or these? We got no need. We got no desire of sin. These people, their desire of sin is felt in them also. And yet they are sacrificing and they are making. So who are the angels? Are we the angels or these are the angels? And then when a person makes zikr, not for very long also, reasonable time, then Allah says, Pomo, enough now. But you made me happy. You can go. It comes in the hadith. Remember me a little while after Fajr, after Asr, in the in between time, I will be sufficient for you. So Allah says, I don't need that you must make my zikr whole day also. Now carry on, go and see to your business, see to your families, but go in such a state, you make me happy, maghfoor allakum, that I have forgiven all your sins. And not only forgiven them, but badaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat, I have converted your sins into good deeds. And then the malaika who see this, they say, Ya Allah, you have forgiven all those people. But one person came there, he didn't come for zikr majlis, for islahi, he just came to give a key or give a message or anything like that. Allah says, these are such people whom qawmun la yasqa bihim jalis. Whoever just makes contact with them, sits with them, greets them, asks them for dua, I do his work also. I even forgive him and I change his sons also into good deeds. So these are such blessed gatherings. So inshallah, we'll make zikr for a little while. Zikr, how you people normally make, carry on with it. All our elders, Buzurgan, have got different methods of zikr. As long as it is in the conformity of Quran and Hadith, don't object to any Buzurg how they make zikr. And your own tariqa, don't give up your own way how you are doing. Carry on with your way. So today I'll make little zikr how our Shaykh has taught us, and that is with some poems, ash'ar in between. They are in Urdu, all won't understand Urdu, but the object is then the reality of zikr. The purpose, object of zikr is all, otherwise many times a person becomes unmindful in his zikr also. He falls asleep also while making zikr. Then he doesn't get the proper benefit of zikr. So these poems help us to remind us why we are making, what are we wanting in our zikr. So it adds value to the zikr, quality to the zikr, and concentration in the zikr. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that before zikr, read Durood Sharif. Gar salli ala na ho zuba par, to kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Read Durood Sharif, by that value will come into the zikr. So let us read Durood Sharif inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Then read the ayat فاذكروني أذكركم. And likely all this what I discussed about zikr, keep it in our mind. Allah is reminding, Allah is remembering us, and Allah is calling ijtima, the malaika are surrounding us, they are looking at us with astonishment. So then your zikr, you realize, not an ordinary thing. What a great thing has happened now. And then, when we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, think so much that with La ilaha, I'm vacuuming my heart. All the dirt, filth, and undesirable things, I'm taking out of my heart. And illallah, I'm putting only Allah and goodness into my heart. If we vacuum our carpet one time, it becomes clean. We are vacuuming our heart. If we do it 100 times, how won't our heart become clean? Really, if we do zikr correctly, very little while, you'll see how clean our hearts will become. And if the heart is clean, your whole life is clean. So, one poem I will read, and then we'll make little zikr. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, darte dil ho, darte dil ho, darte dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات کے لیے دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھے اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراض کی جس کی دوزخ سے بر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش پر روز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله على الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نارائن مسكانا خشمي آيدا تابجانا چنيني بايدا الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 Our zikr complete. This was just very little bit, the time for Isha namaz also, and Faraz is mostly important, of course. So we should always maintain our priorities, also keep them in mind properly, inshallah. But on our own, we should complete our zikr always, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha fa anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaaha. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.